Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show and happy Sunday. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, happy 5th of July. I hope each of you enjoyed the 4th of July as much as I did. Traditionally, one of my favorite holidays, to say the least. This one was a little different than most, but we had a small family get-together, hung out at the pool, appetizers, grilling. I truly love the smells and sounds, the fun of 4th of July. We changed it up this year and did fajitas, not the traditional burgers and brats and ribs and all that stuff, but kicked back and had a great time. Let's talk about the 4th of July, because this one really is different, just for a short moment here. We're living right now where many of our personal freedoms have been destroyed and trampled, and the 4th of July is a celebration of independence. It's easy to forget the courage it took to take a winning independence and freedom for a new nation lightly. It's easy to forget that. And look, there's always going to be people that who will want to rule over others. And for this reason, I want you to remember every generation of Americans must demonstrate the courage to resist those who would take their freedoms away all at once or bit by bit. We're not a perfect nation, but we continue to strive toward perfection, and that's what matters, my friends. There's a quote by Harry Truman that he said on the 4th of July, and I think it means a lot during this time. And he said, America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. And I agree that now more than ever, we need to remember that. So, all right, on to the meat of today's show. I was going to do today's show, and it's interesting how these shows kind of take on a life of their own, so to speak. But I was going to go into essentially not everything you've been told your whole life or taught your whole life, even by people who love you the most, your parents. Not all of that's correct. Not that they're purposely giving you misinformation. They just didn't know any better, or it's what they knew, or it's what they understood. But that show quickly evolved into what I'll call follow your head and not your heart. So I hope you can stick with me for today's show, because where I want to go is I want to go into some compelling reasons why you need to make a change now. I mean, now as in you can't do it fast enough. Now as in yesterday, so to speak. And by change, look, I'm talking to those of you out there that are savers, right? That you're hoarding cash, or those of you that still believe the stock market's the avenue to wealth and financial freedom. It's not. It's really essentially just another risky savings plan, right? It's a piggy bank with an attitude, essentially. And it's the stock market, especially during these crazy days, there should be some concerns. But throughout the show, I'm going to make positive, fact-based reasons to begin your real estate investing right now. So stick with me. I said it last week, a series of daily, effective, positive steps taken today, taken tomorrow, taken the next day, in a few short years, will have a dramatic positive change in your life. Trust me on that. The number one thing that all of us in real estate as investors, what do we all say when we're asked, if you can have a do-over, if you can go back, what would you do different? To a person, every one of them, and I can almost hear those of you that are real estate investors that are listening to me now, I can almost hear you screaming it. I wish I had started sooner. That's what every person says to a T. I wish I had started sooner. You know what? I'm going to say it right now. I wish I had started sooner. Okay. I started in 2013. I wish I had started right out of college or even younger than that, but I didn't know. So let's get into where I'll base today's show. Here's some recent financial and monetary headlines, and I'm just going to read it. And this is taken right out of the financial world. Here's one. Mortgage rates drop to record new low for fifth straight week. Here's another. Home sellers say they'll take less during COVID-19 crisis. Here's another. Manhattan apartment sales worst on record, biggest plunge in 30 years. Here's one. San Francisco apartment rent prices are dropping fast as tech companies embrace remote work and unemployment rises. Continuing, mortgage demand falls for second straight week, signaling potential slowdown in housing recovery. Continuing, mortgage rate forecast for 20 to 21, experts predict rate below 3%. Continuing, mortgage rates are super cheap, so why aren't more people borrowing? Continuing, how 0% interest rates really work. Wow, 0% interest rates, really? So just from a perusal of those headlines, what's happening financially within the economy, just in the headlines, you can see it. My friends, I truly believe we are in one of those transformation periods. And I don't know what this period or this era will be called. No one who lives through those eras know what it's called. People who lived during the Industrial Revolution didn't say, wow, we're in the middle of the Industrial Revolution. They didn't know. The eras are written or discussed by historians decades or centuries after the fact. You know, when was the transformation from the Iron Age to the Bronze Age? Well, they'll give you a span of 100 years or something like that. The Renaissance. Right now, we're supposed to be in the space age or information age, right? If you look into it, they'll say we're in the middle of the information age, but we're also, the space age is still continuing. My friends, the era that we're in right now, the period we're in, will be defined by monetary policy, credit, and currency, okay? When you look at it, there is literally not enough printed currency to even cover 10% of the credit out there, 10% of the loans. I'm telling you, credit, at least credit transformed into positive debt, investment debt, that is the new currency. I'm going to make a case for that, and I'm going to tell you why real estate's where you need to go. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Dell Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you've got any questions on today's show or like to give me a call, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. We are live here in Dallas-Fort Worth, coming to you via the great WBAP, 820 AM. Feel free to email me. I get plenty of emails each week. I enjoy each and every one of them. Please reach out. I respond personally. That's askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Where I'm going today, my friends, is I want you to realize the cataclysmic shift in financial policy and financial understanding that we're living in today. We truly are in a transformational era. I totally believe that. And because of that, I'm going to give you some compelling reasons why, if you are still a stock market investor or a saver, why you need to change. You need to get out of that. And real estate is teed up. All the advantages of real estate to take advantage of essentially this change in how finances really work, how currencies really flow. Real estate really is a weapon to create wealth and build cash flow. And it's 180 degrees different, I know, than everything we've all been taught, than everything I was taught. But truly, credit, and it's not credit, it's credit utilized to create or leverage investment debt is what I'm talking about. Positive investment debt, not credit card debt, not car debt, not educational debt. Those are all negatives. Those are all downs. I'm talking about debt, assets that pay you financially a dividend. They reward you each and every month or each and every quarter. So that is truly the new currency. Okay. It's not dollars, right? My father's generation, you know, back in the day, and I always say my father's generation, but let's just go back 40, 50 years. They could put money in the bank, right, and make an 8% return or a 9%, or during Jimmy Carter, my gosh, 16% return for having dollars in the bank. If we lived in that world today, I would be telling you, save, save, save. Go sell some whatever you got laying around the house and turn that into dollars and create dollars. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you right now, you need to go create investment debt, okay? You need to go create investment positive debt. And that is 180 degrees different from what you've been taught, what you've learned your entire life, okay? I'll say it again later because one of my compelling reasons as I go through this show, and I really hope you can stick with me, I'm going to talk about the value of the dollar. I'm going to get into some deep things here a little bit and what that's doing and what it does over time and why savers are punished. But I was a Dave Ramsey guy. I remember the day my wife and I were debt-free, okay, except for our house. But we were essentially debt-free. And we didn't know what we didn't know. I mean, we were like, yes, we're debt-free. And looking back, I'm like, God, that's ridiculous. And now I'm $1 million in debt. And you know what my goal is? I want to be $5, $10 million in debt. I do. The wealthiest people you'll meet have tens of millions of dollars of debt. And I'm not talking about junk debt, credit card debt, car debt, whatever debt. I'm talking about real, tangible asset debt, right? Positive investment debt that cash flows, all right? My humble opinion, that's the new currency. That is the new driver of wealth. It's not, hey, my neighbor has $1 million in the bank. Hey, my neighbor's got $10 million in investment debt. What would you rather have? And so we're gonna talk about reasons on how this works because it's completely different from everything you've been taught, everything you've learned your entire life. It took a long time for me to understand this, looking at it different ways. So I read some financial headlines in the first segment just from this week. Boom, it was just a snapshot. And much of it's about interest rates dropping to all-time lows, continuing to go down. You're starting to see articles on 0% interest rates or even negative interest rates. That's insane. But what does that all mean? There's one reason why the Fed will drop interest rates. Historically, there's one reason. They're lowered to stimulate the economy. Their thought is if they lower rates, the largest debt that Americans have is home debt. Okay, that's number one. Believe it or not, number two is educational debt, which that's another show for another day. But it's home debt. And with all this home debt, they lower interest rates 2 points. That seems to be the number. 2 points, then most people will refi because it makes total sense. And when you refi, you get a ton of cash in your hand, massive cash infusion. People start spending again. So interest rates are lowered to stimulate the economy. Our economy is based on spending. It's not based on saving. It's based on spending. Okay? Did you hear me? Take the crisis, 2008, 2010. We had a massive implosion of the housing market. The Feds lowered the rates. Everyone refinanced, created a massive cash infusion. People started spending again. Crisis solved. So what's going on right now? Well, they're lowering rates, but they don't have a lot of room to go, right? If rates are 4%, you don't have much of a floor. I believe in 2008, they were probably right around 8%, I want to say, maybe 7%. but they dropped them down. That's where we started seeing the 0% interest on cars, all kinds of things. But the Fed essentially lowered the mortgage rates. They don't have a lot of room to go. And even though they're lowering them now, very few people are actually borrowing. Very few people are actually refinancing. Why? And the Fed's probably going to drop rates even lower, okay? But here's the underlying issue, my friends. No one talks about this. 39 million people are unemployed. 39 million, okay? Don't think of it as a percentage of the United States population. Think of it as a percentage of the working population, okay? That's incredible. Dale did an entire show Thursday. If you missed it, go back to our podcast and pick it up. But it struck me. But to phrase him, and it's maybe it's 36 million. I don't know. It's either 36 or 39 million people. That's not a big difference. But he basically said 36 million people are not working, and everyone's acting like it's no big deal. Everyone thinks we're going to get back to normalcy soon. What Dale said is he said that the virus is destroying us psychologically. But people don't realize they're also being destroyed financially. It's really weird now. No one's really acting on this. They're all kind of whistling to themselves and moving on. But anyway, they're pushing us out. We'll be right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. My name is Mike Harrison. If you're just now tuning in, this is one of those shows you're going to want to go back to the podcast and pick up the first part of it. And you can find us at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button, and you'll see this show and many other shows there. But where I'm going today, and I'm going to get there, but I'm going to give you some compelling reasons why you need to act now and start investing in real estate. Real estate is essentially teed up in a way because of the new rules of the way you must look at generating wealth, right? Generating currency. Essentially, my father's generation or my mother's generation, they could put money in the bank and it could create wealth at a rate of 8% or greater. That is not the case today, my friends. You put money in the bank and it's worth less tomorrow than it is today. And that it will continue. Those dollars need to be put to work. They need to be turned into soldiers and they need to be moving forward. But the way you leverage those dollars, you get even a bigger bang because you can leverage those dollars in real estate where you're in $1 million in real estate for $200,000 out of pocket, right? It's a 1-to-5 ratio, essentially, and sometimes much, much better than that, or add a zero to that. You're in $10 million in real estate with only $2 million in the pocket, or you're in $100,000 in real estate with $20,000. You can adjust the math however you want. You need to start at some point, wherever you can start, and leverage. Use your credit, leverage yourself, get those dollars moving and marching forward. Okay. So I want you to think about this. I want you to follow your head and not your heart. Investment debt is the new currency if done correctly, because that's, you can't take a dollar today and put it in the bank and make 8%. It's impossible. You only lose, but you can take a dollar today and essentially buy $5 worth of real estate and easily make 8, 12, 100% return. Okay, so investment debt truly is the new currency. We are in a cataclysmic financial philosophical shift in what is wealth and what is currency. I truly, truly believe that. Done correctly. I hope you heard me say that. How do you make sure you do it correctly? Well, Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got a program that's been around for 30 years and has essentially made many, many, many people multimillionaires. We have four free workshops coming up in the near future. You can find those at freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's how I started. Don't be like me. I listened to this show for 2 years before I finally took action. 2 years. And prior to those 2 years, for at least 10 years, I've always wanted to own rental property. I used to tell my wife, boy, I want a rent house. I'd love to get a rent house. We'd love to start owning rental property. I knew something was there, but that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Take a look for yourself. You can tune in from the comfort of your home, your sofa, wherever. It is a live stream. You're participating. Ask questions, okay? Clear every frailty that you have or every fear that you have. Clear it out. Ask the question. So the next workshops, if you go there, you'll see one's on July 7th. Next one's on July 9th. Next one's on July 10th. And then we do have one on July 15th, and that's my mom's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom, but I know we're not there yet. I'll tell you in person on the 15th. Okay, our two-day seminar, that's at financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. That is where you're a member, you join, you get all the benefits of being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Look, right now, you can learn what we do, how we do it, how we make money five ways on real estate. And that's the gist of today's show is how real estate is teed up, because the new currency truly is investment debt. Our cost, $197 for 1 year. My friends, that's ridiculous. Okay, that's a romantic dinner for two, $197. That's an entire year, all the benefits and access to our vendor program. So I was talking at the last segment, Dale Walmsley's show last Thursday. He does a lot of great shows. Boy, I mean, just the insights. But last Thursday's was outstanding. And he was talking about essentially lots of things. There's 36, 39 million people unemployed. People are just kind of acting like it's no big deal. And also, he was discussing how so few people have actually taken action or made any changes at all to their retirement plans. And I think he said the number was 5% or less than 5% have actually changed their retirement plans. My friends, are you paying attention? 36 million people are unemployed. That's going to mean something down the road. If you're looking at the headlines, you're starting to see interest rates are going down. There's even discussion of 0% interest rates. Put it together. What does that mean? The Fed doesn't lower interest rates for their health. They lower interest rates to stimulate the economy. They know there's dark clouds ahead. We're sailing into dark clouds. And also, Dell talked about, you may not know this, but there's a golden opportunity to get essentially money out of your 401k right now. The old rules were you can borrow $50,000. Now you can borrow $100,000. You can defer the taxes for the 3 years. If you choose to keep it, they're not even going to give you a penalty. But the bigger reason is if the 401k is the end-all be-all to creating wealth and financial freedom, why is the government allowing, why are they breaking the chains, essentially, and letting you get out of it? Think about that, people. Think about it. People are not acting, okay? Comes to mind, about 25 years ago in my life, a wealthy gentleman I admired, we did some business together. He told me one time, I believe we were having lunch, and we'd gotten to know each other pretty good. And he said, Harrison, you'll never grow if you don't leave your comfort zone. This guy was a builder. He made millions building real estate. Building, right? That's real estate. Building houses. He was in real estate, not the way we do it. He had his own way that worked, but he was right. He was so correct. And at the time, I didn't really understand what he was talking about. I was comfortable. I was in corporate America. I was the feed the 401k. And if you think about where we were 25 years ago, it was the lead up to the big tech bubble. That thing was just growing. I would come home. We'd get the statement in the mail. Back then, you didn't have internet. You weren't going online, but you get the statement every 3 months, and you'd look at, and it was a small retirement plan back then. I was young, but my God, it went up 18% this year. And I would sit there and do the math and say, baby, we're going to have $4 million by the time I'm 60. What a fool I was. looking back today, I understood what that gentleman meant, and I wish I'd taken his advice. But my friends, I don't want you to look back on this time and ask yourself, I wish I saw that coming. And I don't want you to look back and say, why didn't I see that coming? And I really don't want you to say, why didn't I make the change back then? Okay? Don't ask yourself those questions 5 years from now. Don't be that person. If you look at what's going on in the world right now, the economy, politics, riots, the craziness, we have an election coming up. And if you don't act, mark my words, years from now, you will be that person saying, why didn't I make the change when the opportunity was there? My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short moment for our last segment of the show. This is going by rather quickly. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy Sunday. We're having some fun this morning. Look, I'm talking about why now's the time to get into real estate. And real estate specifically. And I'm talking about it in the light of what I consider truly the new currency. And essentially, the new currency, quote unquote, is not the dollar, and I shouldn't say the new currency, but the currency to have, essentially, and you got to put the word currency in quotation marks and think about what that word really means. What is a currency? Well, it's investment debt. It's cash flowing investment debt. And we do that specifically with real estate by creating solid, stable, single family and apartment communities, great places to live for great people. Okay. But real estate is teed up for this new currency. And let's go into those reasons. And I think you'll find them rather compelling. I'm not going to go where you think I'm going. All right. So we know mortgage demand has softened and therefore the Fed has lowered interest rates. Look, kindergartners will tell you, well, lower interest rate makes the deal better. I'm not going there. I want you to think deeper than that. What happens when interest rates go down? Big picture. Well, it's an inverse relationship between interest rates and tangible property values. Okay. As rates go down, values go up. That's appreciation. That's one way we make money. But essentially, this is a little nudge. It's pushing appreciation. There's a pressure to grow the natural appreciation, right? Because the interest rates are artificially low. So real estate is being stimulated a bit more by low interest rates. Frankly, interest rates are one of the last reasons we use. I mean, the fact that they're sub 4 is fantastic, but honestly, it's all about the math. I mean, we can do deals at 7 or 8%, and we have in the past. It's a factor, but it's a small factor. Think about the bigger picture, my friends. If interest rates are low and they stay low, then the tangible asset value will get an additional push upward. Okay. That natural appreciation will be greater. All right. And by the way, How would you like to essentially get 100% of that appreciation by only being in the deal for 20 or 25% of the cost? Think about that. There's a 1-to-5 ratio. I can own a house for 20% of its value, yet get 100% of that appreciation. Try that in the stock market, my friends. You can't, okay? You're making 100% gain on real estate with only 20% of the investment. So again, do the zeros. Do you want $1 million in real estate? It's probably going to cost you around $200,000. Or actually, we have some real savvy investors that do it for much better than that because they're grabbing fat equity appreciation when they do it. Email me if you have questions about this. So Dave Ramsey, I was there. He was the zero debt guy. And when I was there, man, was I dumb. I didn't know what I didn't know. Okay, that's one of my favorite sayings. All right, $1 million in debt. That's fantastic. I really want to get to 10 million, right? Because I'm going to get that forced, that push in appreciation because I know interest rates are low. Let's continue on. There's less inventory out there. Less inventory. Supply and demand, folks. Basic economics 101. Less supply, increased demand. What does that do to the value of the asset? It increases it. Again, another push toward the appreciation. That's why you need to do this today. Property values aren't going to go down. They're going to go up. Don't try to time this. Don't think there's going to be another nuclear financial crisis like there was in 08. No. Do I believe there's going to be a recession? Yes, but you're not going to see the housing values come down. This one's different. Each of these are different. They've got their own DNA, so to speak. Here's reason number three, right? We're broadcasting live right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Thank our lucky stars. We live in Texas, my friends. Another reason you need to do this now. What's happening in Texas? Well, strongest economy in the country. No state income tax. Politics, for the most part, are business friendly. For those of you that are coming to Texas, please don't bring your if you're coming from one of the seven communist states, don't bring your politics with you on the vote, because you're gonna make this place like the place that you were getting out of. Don't do that. I don't want to go into politics anyway. Our lease terms in Texas are written for the landlord. We're essentially protected as property owners, and I don't like that term landlord. There's some bad landlords out there. We are property owners. We have best product, best price. We have relationships with our residents, or we have good management companies in place that are taking good care of our residents. We care about our residents. We want the best house on the street. We are not dirty slumlord landlords by any means, but our lease in the state of Texas is positive for us as property owners. The word is out. People are coming to Texas. There is an absolute influx of business growing and moving to Texas. Many before this flu. Now that the flu has hit, there's many that before they were like, you know what, I can deal with the situation in some of these states. But now that the flu's got them locked down, some of these businesses are like, forget it. We are out of here. Guess where the first place they look is? Texas, my friends. Texas. This golden triangle that we call it is essentially Dallas down to San Antonio, through Austin, down to San Antonio, cutting across to Houston, back up to Dallas. I believe Andy Webb was talking maybe a few weeks ago. That interior area, they're looking at 35 million people in just a few short decades. So Texas, and now is the time to get real estate. It will continue to appreciate up, okay? Fourth reason, the stock market was never, never meant to be a retirement platform. It wasn't. Contrary to everything you've been told, it was not. It was designed to raise capital for new businesses. It was meant at best to augment a retirement. And now it's the end all be all, right? The almighty 401k, the almighty IRA. And we're finding out it's not working. So many people believe the stock market is a path to retirement and financial freedom. I think that's a result of massive advertising. Wall Street makes a lot of money off the fact that people gravitate and they take every extra dime they can and they put it in the stock market. Well, if that's how they're making money, they're going to advertise. Prior to the flu, right, we had a lot of sporting events. take a moment next time you watch a golf tournament or any sort of big football game or what have you, the advertising that's from Wall Street, all the commercials that are just telling you about this financial advisor and that financial advisor, everything in our advertisement world just clouds us with IRA and 401k. So I think that's why so many people feel that the stock market is the end-all be-all. And the truth is, you're not there. It's not working. It works for a very, very small percentage of folks. And usually those folks are high net worth earners to begin with. Let me give you another reason why now is the time to convert those dollars, leverage them, use your credit and leverage them, and get into real estate. My friends, the U.S. dollar is declining. How does that affect functional class, stable housing? Well, if the dollar is worth less, it's an inverse relationship. Again, like my first reason on the interest rates in regards to appreciation. If the dollar is worth less, then you need more dollars to buy that home, or you need more dollars to buy that apartment community. Simple economics. Again, now is the time. But I also want you to think about this in another way if you're one of those stock market investors or savers. If dollars are worth less, does that mean that your stock market portfolio is inflated? If a dollar continues to decrease each and every year and the Fed tries to decrease it by 2%, that means your savings is just getting pummeled, my friends. So we're in a new era. I truly, truly believe it. The new currency is, by all means, investment cash flowing debt. But my friends, why do we do it? We do it because we know real estate is a great vehicle. All the rules are written to make real estate the way to put your dollars in. We make money five ways. I highlighted essentially really just one way that we're making money, and one reason why you need to get into real estate investing today, right now. We're in Texas. The dollar is declining. Mortgage rates are dropping. The activity, there's less homes. We're not building as many as we need to. It's all set up for you. But why do we do it? We do it for one reason. We do it to set ourselves financially free, to get out of the system, to get out of being, I don't know, essentially tied to the JOB, grow our passive income. And by the way, if we do it, it's tax-free. So my friends, that about does it for today's show. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I want you to understand that Lifestyles is so much more than an educational mentoring group. We're here to help you create passive income so that you too can retire and enjoy the life you deserve. Until next time, my name is Mike Harrison with Lifestyles Unlimited, reminding you, look good, feel good, and do good. And it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.